What I argued in the talk that I gave today at the Endocrine Society was that there would be no humans if we hadn't had oxytocin, because we have a very big brain and then a carefully designed covering of bone. Even the baby still has quite a large brain. My son's head was 14 inches in diameter. That is impossible to give birth to, but it happened. And without oxytocin, something so strong that it could push the baby through the cervix, there would be no humans. Our babies now are bigger than they were historically, but they were always big, and women always died in childbirth because it was such a poorly designed feature, a poorly designed mechanism. But with oxytocin, we were able to get bigger and bigger babies, partially because we could get them to the outside, but second, because we could feed them. The mother could immediately feed the baby using oxytocin, using the exact same hormone that had allowed her to give birth. Nature's very conservative. And then other people, Cort Peterson, Peter Klopfer, people had argued in the early 70s through the 80s that this was also the hormone of mother love, that there had to be. And it's amazingly conserved, you have to admit, to use the same molecule for all of these sequenced functions was, in the part of Mother Nature, a rather clever invention.